If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Kaya Biz.
Inside your business.
10 minutes to 7 o'clock and we're trying to ensure that all entrepreneurs gather around, including Abu Malume, who transport kids. Typically, when it comes to a new year for any business owner and entrepreneur, you want to grow your business. You focus on scale. You focus on opportunities to take advantage of. And one key enabler for those particular objectives is capital. But what are some of the typical mistakes that entrepreneurs make when it comes to attracting capital, fundraising, and of course, even understanding the types of funds and capital that might be available for them? We join on the line by the CEO of Raise Corp, Alon Raise, a significant leader in the growth, development, and support of SMMEs and entrepreneurs in South Africa. Alon, such a pleasure to speak to you in the new year, sir.
Thank you so much for having me so early in the year.
I'm excited about this one. And I think our previous conversation around scholar transport, the pricing structures, the contractual agreements actually speaks to this because it's allowing us as entrepreneurs to say, hold on, what's not working within my business model that I need to review? And maybe let's just start there. New year, new energy. Entrepreneurs are often very excited for what's to come. But there's a mindset shift that essentially needs to take place, right, for any entrepreneur to prepare themselves for the year ahead.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I often think that when we take a break, it's a human construct, you know, because every day as a business person is as you heard with the previous conversation, whether you're a business that's transporting people to school, you still have to make money in December. Mm-hmm. And so you need to be thinking about business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year. But there's one thing about taking a break is that you get time to reflect and to start off, and then you get excited about what you need to do in the new year. And you see a massive influx of people then applying for funding at the beginning of the year with all their brand new ideas. Many of those ideas are good, and many of those ideas are not so good.
Mm-hmm. And we'll touch on a few of those mistakes that we do make. And typically when it comes to funding, money might be money, but how it's structured or packaged actually differs, right? And maybe let's just talk about that, fully understanding the kind of funding that one needs for their business.
Yeah, so you've got to be thinking about funding in a number of ways. So the first thing is, are you looking for investment, which would be what they call equity funding? And that means effectively as an investor, somebody would put money into your business, and so it would increase the value of the business, and for that they would get shares in the business. That's one form of funding. Another form of funding would be loan funding, and that everyone I think understands loan funding. But very often what happens is we mix up the term of that loan. So you might have take long-term debt for a short-term need, or vice versa, which is I take a short-term debt for something that I should be paying off over a long term. And where you see many businesses making that mistake is they're not matching the term of the loan that they require for the type of loan that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you an example. If you're going to purchase a vehicle or a home, and you want to go and get a bond, you're not going to go and take a loan for 2 million rand and pay it back in 3 months' time for a home. You're going to want to pay that over a long term. And so what you see with many businesses that I get involved in is that their funding structures are all incorrect, that they've got long-term loans when they should have short-term loans. They have short-term loans where they should have long-term loans, you know, And so they're not matching the type of funding for the requirement of the different parts of the business.
Makes sense. And I think this is so critical because so often we might get excited by the big figure and think as a business owner that I'll have enough cash flow, I'll generate enough revenue to be able to pay off this debt. But really, one does need to ensure that you prioritize the term of the loan versus the type of funding that might need to be available. When it comes to funding, I'm assuming interest rates also come into play here, because it's one thing to solicit the loan that you're looking for, but interest rates, as we know, have been incredibly high and volatile, despite the fact that they've come down recently. But has this also been a sore point for entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so the answer is yes. Interest rates always have an impact. And of course, interest, whether it's through your financial institutions or it's called non-traditional financiers, generally has a relationship with risk. So the funder looks and says, what is the probability of you not paying back? And if there is a probability you won't pay back, there'll be a premium attached to that interest. So your role as entrepreneur is always to try and explain why there is a high probability that you're going to pay that money back. And part of that, and what I do with every single business that I get involved in, is I tell them to start telling the story of the business. There is the where the business is going, but also the trajectory of the financials. So if you're going to get funding, say, okay, 2 years ago, we lost 2 million rand in the business. Last year, we lost 500,000 rand. And this year, we're going to make 1 million rand. So there's a story to tell about a trajectory. Even if you've lost 500,000 rand this year, but the year before was 2 million rand, it's better than the year before. So things are getting better. So you've got to be able to tell the financial story of your business in order to try and ensure that the funder believes that they're going to get paid back because they want to be part of that good news story.
And I think this is so refreshing because this is typically what we see and witness is the storytelling behind a business that really gets people on board. And maybe that's also what we need to be clear about, because when you have a story to tell, it almost seems as though you're clear on the objective, you're clear on the operational structure of the organization, and even the operating environment that you happen to be in. Is this, again, another sore point that some entrepreneurs might fall short of, where you're so focused internally on your business that you're not looking at competition, the macroeconomic climate? It's such a complex and multi-pronged approach here that one needs to implement here, Alon. Does this come up often with failures in funding?
Yeah, so, you know, Guguleta, I just got involved in a business, and I asked the entrepreneur to tell me more about your industry and about your competitors and, you know, how the whole industry works. And he couldn't answer that question. Mm. And based on that, I didn't invest, because for me, if I'm going to, and I'm not a funder, I invest in businesses. Mm-hmm. But that gave a huge signal to me that he wasn't serious, because if he doesn't understand the industry and where his role is and what differentiates himself and his business from the market, then, you know, to me, it wasn't a good bet. So that whole macro, understanding the macro environment, and you talk about interest rates. So if interest rates are coming down, is that good for your business or bad for your business? What's happening, you know, in certain politics, is that good for your business or bad for your business? There has to be a macro context as part of that storytelling as well.
Got you. That's important. Alon, another theme that happens with entrepreneurs when we apply for funding is we put together a wonderful presentation, present our financials, and perhaps you might even be able to share a story. But I'm assuming the sector that you're also in and the level of compliance plays a critical role. If you don't tick all the boxes from a compliance point of view, it just makes it so much more difficult to get funding.
You know, for me, that's, I think, is why I'm not in the funding space, because it breaks my heart, because very often there are very good businesses that can't tell the story. They can't put it together. And also that they just can't put it together, but there's a great business underneath. And I think there's such a huge market for somebody to come into this market and understand the market differently. And I'll give you a great example. You know, during COVID, mm-hmm. when COVID broke out, a lot of businesses went under.
Yes.
But that was a function of COVID, not because they were bad business people or bad businesses. It was just a black swan event that just took a lot of businesses out. So now that person's got a black mark against their name from a credit perspective, and they can't get funding again. We need somebody to look at that individual, understand that the business was running perfectly before. Then this black swan event happened, and then it collapsed. It wasn't because the person wasn't a good operator.
Yeah.
And I think there's a big market for somebody who's got the risk appetite to fund those type of businesses.
Got you. Alon, I can imagine there are many entrepreneurs who are listening tonight, some who might be encouraged, have watched your posts, the podcast you participate in, the Big Small Business Show, and many other conversations. And perhaps we can try to solidify this into key bullet points for them to remember, for them to ensure that they are adequately prepared to raise the capital they need for their business in 2025. In nuggets, what are the key priorities to bear in mind?
Okay, number one, make sure that you've got the underlying proof, because anytime you put down numbers, somebody's going to ask you at some point to prove that. So you have to have the proof. Number two, always ask for more money than you need. So they say don't go to the world twice, because most businesses underestimate how much funding that they need. Rather ask for more than for less. I know it sounds kind of intuitive, but it's better to ask for more. Number three, make sure that you've got multiple sources of funding in the business, and that they're appropriately timed. As we spoke about at the beginning of this this discussion, and then I think lastly, I think it's about starting from the beginning to tell your financial story. Make sure you've got financial discipline in telling the story in both pictures, i.e., graphs, and talk about the future of your business. Most funders want to be part of a good news story. They want to say, I funded that good news story. I was part of that success.
Definitely. Alon, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. You continue to do amazing work, having incubated a number of businesses, more than 15,000, if I'm not mistaken, an investor, part of Good News Stories. And more than that, you also continue to assist entrepreneurs on their journey. So thank you again for giving us the action plan for 2025. And we'll touch base with you in the upcoming weeks to build up on this theme.
Thanks, Kugule, too.
Thank you so much, Alon. That's Alon Reyes, the CEO of Reyes Corp. And as you've heard, if you're an entrepreneur, you've got your game plan in place for 2025. Funding and capital is typically what we need. And as Alon has mentioned, make sure you've got the proof. If you're sharing a story, proof of concept is definitely important. Always ask for more capital than what you actually need. Multiple sources of funding is also very important. And get used to sharing your financial story. It's one thing to tell us how you started the business, where you started it, but add color, detail, experience to the numbers. That actually is what funders and investors are looking for, to make sure that they too can be part of your good news story. Take notes and of course share your views.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.